Boston Latin, Franklin Statue, and Old City Hall. Stop 6. This is the site of the original Boston Latin School, the first public school in America, the Ben Franklin Statue, which is the oldest portrait statue in the United States, and Old City Hall, which served as Boston City Hall from 1865 until 1969. Just down the street from King's Chapel, behind the chapel, there is a mosaic embedded in the pavement. The mosaic represents the original Boston Latin School, founded in April of 1635. The actual school was located at the site of the Franklin statue. For the school's first 10 years, classes were held in the headmaster's house. The first school-specific building was completed in 1645. It was raised in 1745 to make way for the expanded King's Chapel. Boston Latin was the first public school in America. It was modeled after the free grammar school of the Puritans' ancestral home of Boston in Lincolnshire, England. Boston Latin was to provide a foundation for the who's who of American revolutionary thought, including Samuel Adams, Benjamin Franklin, by the way, who did not graduate, John Hancock, and Robert Treat Paine. The Puritans were highly committed to education, not the least so their children would be able to read the Bible. The commitment to education was so strong that a law was passed in 1647 that required the establishment of elementary schools in all surrounding towns of 50 or more families. Rich or poor could attend, but typically students needed to pay for firewood with cash or by trade. African Americans and girls were not welcome in colonial times. The girls were tutored at home. In the following year, 1636, Harvard College was founded in the nearby town of Cambridge. Harvard's goal was not only to train students for the ministry, but also for other higher pursuits, including law and medicine. Harvard's Revolutionary Era alumni not only included most of the Boston Latin graduates, but also James Otis Jr., John Adams, and even some more prominent loyalists, such as the English governor at the time of the Boston Tea Party, Thomas Hutchinson. Just behind the mosaic, on the other side of the cast iron fence, is the beautiful Old City Hall. It is in the Second Empire style and was started in 1862, completed in 1865. It was the home of Boston City Council from 1865 until 1969, when the new City Hall on City Hall Plaza was completed. The brass donkey in front of City Hall represents the Democratic Party. The two brass footprints in the pavement in front of the donkey invite you to stand here in opposition. The footprints have an image of an elephant representing the Republican Party. You can stand or sit wherever you feel most comfortable.